The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Allowing yourself to just simply recognize at the moment how you are right now. How's your body? Is it held, relaxed? There may be tension in certain parts of the body. Just noticing how the body is in this moment. How are the muscles? How's the inside of the body? Just allowing however you are in the body to be held with a gentle awareness, a kind, friendly attention. And as you take in and hold your experience of the body with this as much friendliness and kindness as is available for you in this moment, is what happens? What happens to the body? There's an interesting phenomenon that when something is attended to, it allows a certain kind of natural shifting a natural transformation or changing of the experience, and just so noticing if or how, just noticing the body creates a new experience in the body. It can sometimes increase tension and tightness, and sometimes it can decrease it. And so just noticing what happens as you bring a gentle attention to the body, how it is in this moment. And what's happening in the mind in the moment? Is it busy? Is it sleepy? Restless? Tense? Relaxed? Again, allowing the attention to be kind and friendly and just receive and know, oh, this is how it is right now. However it is, can that be welcomed? It is how it is. Can the sense of receiving with friendliness how it is? Allow for a gentle changing again with attention. Often with our habitual ways we are, patterns get stuck. As we bring a kind attention, it allows things to shift in their own course, in their own time. So how are you in the body right now? Can that be held with friendliness, kindness? How is the mind right now? Can that be held with kindness, known with kindness? Kind attention. Kind awareness. And then it can also be supportive to having taken in how the body and mind are, to incline towards relaxation. One way into this is to unconsciously relax parts of the body as that's available for you. Just relaxing the head and face, the muscles of the face, especially around the eyes and mouth and jaw. Relaxing the neck and shoulders. Arms, hands. Relaxing the chest and upper back. Maybe taking a deeper breath. Noticing how that stretches and expands the muscles around the chest and back. And allows a kind of a releasing or relaxing on the out-breath. And then just letting the breathing return to normal as we continue exploring, relaxing the muscles of the body. Relaxing the muscles of the stomach and abdomen, the middle and lower back. Relaxing the hips, the pelvis. The legs. The feet. And then sometimes there's also a possibility, not always, but sometimes we can check in and see if there can be some relaxation inside the body. So just seeing if you might be able to soften inside the throat. Relax the heart. Relax the stomach and the intestines. For me, as I explore that, sometimes there's a holding inside the body almost as a way to defend against something. So sometimes there can be a sense of dropping an inner defense that can support a relaxation inside the body, an inner holding. And sometimes it's not available, so don't try to force it. And then checking in to see if it might be possible to relax mental tension that might be present. letting go of a pull towards thoughts of the past or the future, worries, concerns, regrets, anxieties, agitation. In favor of opening to just how you are in this moment. As the body and mind are relaxed, opening to how you are in this moment is a very natural process or function of the mind. When the mind is undefended, when the body is relaxed, very naturally our senses receive what's happening right now, rather than being caught in thoughts of the past or future, or even thoughts of now. And sometimes we can incline to receiving experience in the present moment. It's very simple, this experience in the present moment. There's body sensations, the contact of the body, the hips against the chair or cushion or bench, contact points of the hands and feet, uprightness of the body, the sense of a body. There is a body, kind of maybe even a broad sense of living, of a body living in this moment, and of mental process or the mind being aware of the body living in this moment. There's sound coming and going, almost like waves at times. Sometimes sudden sounds happening. Intermittent sounds, such as the sound of my voice. Distant sounds, subtle sounds. Very naturally, the ear hears. Very little work we have to do. And so play with, relax, and not trying to hear, but allowing hearing to happen. This is a form of mindfulness meditation, being present, receptive, aware of what's happening in the moment. Hearing is happening in the moment. Body sensations are happening in the moment. You also might be aware of emotions or moods or a tone, kind of an emotional state. Kind of almost a lens or a filter or a just a kind of a landscape of emotion or mood. And that too is simply happening and can be known, received. this gentle knowing what's happening while it's happening in the present moment is a form of meditation. We don't need to have any kind of hierarchy or resistance to any experience. Whatever happens can be known with this kind attention. And at times, to support the continuity or the stability, let's say, of the mind being present, it can be helpful to choose an experience to help you remember to be present. The breath is often suggested as a place to do this, but equally, a broader sense of the body sitting or the experience of hearing might be comfortable for you. And so allowing yourself, if it's supportive, to gently incline towards what we sometimes call an anchor for the attention. Perhaps the breath. Each moment the breath is available. Breathing in, knowing that we're breathing in. Breathing out, knowing that we're breathing out. Whatever you choose as an anchor for the attention, there's no need to try to exclude other experience. While you're noticing the breath, for example, very naturally the mind also might notice sound or other body sensations. No need to try to force that away. Can the attention be broad, relaxed, connected to your anchor, and yet allowing life to happen all around that anchor? Of course, the mind will wander. At some point you'll notice, and in that moment, just gently reconnect with experience here and now. No need to judge yourself for the fact that the mind wanders. It's a very natural part of how our minds have functioned, have worked. Of course the mind will wander. And so it just in the moment of waking up, of coming back into mindfulness, acknowledge or be aware of what's happening in that moment. What landscape of experience of body and mind is happening now, as the mind wakes up? That's our practice. We start where we are. moment after moment.